Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the Home with Havila podcast. We are back with our fourth week in our I Do Boundaries series. Remember, we had such a massive response to the study. We've kept it available for you. You don't have to have the book, but if you want to dive in deeper, we definitely suggest grabbing it over at truthtotable.com or Amazon. This week, Havila is going to get into why boundaries are not just a personality trait or being able to tell someone no. It's so much more than that. She covers the timely questions people with boundary issues tend to ask. This week, it is, am I acting like a spiritual grown-up? It's so good. Listen in.
Welcome to day four as we continue through our I Do Boundaries Bible study. Pull out your Bible if you have it on you. Your boundaries book, if you have one of those as well, and a cup of coffee, tea, water, whatever you're drinking. Let's get started. Today, we're going to talk all about, well, are we showing up like spiritual grown-ups in our lives? Now, if you have your Bible, turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And if you've ever heard the phrase, I grew up with this phrase. My mom would say, others can, but I cannot. Havila, other parents can do that, but I cannot. I'm going to stand before God for you, and they will stand before God for them. And I remember being so frustrated with that comment. But now as an adult, guess what? I'm saying the same things to my boys. You know what? They can do what they need to do, but I'm going to do what I need to do. And that's what good, healthy parenthood and adulthood looks like. So I want us to look at this kind of core truth in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says this, all things are legitimate, permissible, and we are free to do anything we please, but not all things are helpful, expedient, profitable, and wholesome. All things are legitimate, but not all things are constructive to character and to edifying to the spiritual life. Listen, this is an important core concept when it comes to boundaries and life. If you are still trying to figure out what you can get away with as a Christ follower, you are acting like a spiritual infant. You got to go past that. I love you, but you are in infancy. If you're still asking God, can I get away with this and still get to heaven? Can I still do that and still be considered a Christ follower? You're asking the wrong question and you need to grow up spiritually. And I get it. I ask those questions. I've been there. But there's a point when he says, listen, there's going to be a reality in your life where you're going to know, I can do all of that. I can do all that. I can go there. I can say that. I can eat that. I can drink that. But it's not going to benefit me long term. It's not where I'm going. It's not my story. And I was thinking about this reality in my life because as a young woman, I remember I could go, do. I mean, I had no problem doing all kinds of stuff and burning the candle at both ends. But as I became a wife and a mom of four little boys in 5 years, we had four kids, I began to realize that I couldn't do everything. That yes, I was allowed to, God, people would say, what did God say? I'm like, God didn't talk to you about that. I don't think he's really concerned about me going to that Christmas party, although he could be. In general, I was powerful in the relationship. I could choose what I wanted to do or where I wanted to go. But I had to start to ask myself, is this going to benefit me? Is this going to benefit my spiritual life? Is this going to benefit my marriage? Is this going to benefit my parenting? Is this going to benefit my leadership? And you have to start asking yourself that question. And that's what the scripture is talking about. You see, I love the quote that says, I can do all, just because I was created to do all things doesn't mean I should. I love that reality. Sometimes we think if I can do it, then I should do it. Wrong. That's a negative core belief and it's not going to serve you well. Godly boundaries is understanding that you were created to do all things, but doing all things are not always going to be helpful to you. Part of being a spiritual grown-up is understanding what is not only permissible for you, but what is actually helpful for you. And that takes a little time, but when you get that right, life gets so much easier. So instead of me thinking, do I have time for that? Or could I pull that off? Or could I make that happen? I start to ask questions like, is that profitable or wholesome? Or does it actually lead me closer to my own purpose and the process that I want to do and live and be on the earth? We start to ask ourselves, does this help my spiritual life? Not just making sure everybody likes me because I said yes. So what does it mean to become a spiritual grown-up? Well, a spiritual grown-up is when my beliefs, emotions, and decisions all belong to me. I can see that as a burden, or I can see that as a position of power. What does that mean? Well, it's like this. When I begin to understand that within my yard, within my responsibility, I get to own my emotions, my beliefs, and my decisions. Instead of me being overwhelmed by that and like, oh, that's adulthood and I don't want to do that and I don't want to be responsible, I start to see that as a place of position of power. I get to choose where I want to go, who I want to go with, what I want to do on the earth, where I want to be, how I want to act. All of a sudden, I am the most powerful person to myself. I get to choose if I'm going to partner with God, if I'm going to dismiss what God is saying. I get to choose. I get to be powerful. And that is huge. You see, it's really important. And I see this all the time. When I was a young mom, I would go here and go there. And I just always was tired and burned out. I remember giving my kids naps in the car seat and trying to go different places and put my kids to bed in a back room or maybe in a hallway or just try to just keep my life going outside of being a mom. And there was a point when I realized like all I'm doing is dragging them from place to place, trying to create this picture of what I wanted with my life and to say, they're not going to stop me from being a powerful person. But the truth was I was making it so hard on myself. And I had to ask myself the question, Havila, why do you feel like you have to say yes? Why do you feel like you have to be everywhere? Why do you feel like you have to go over here? You're going to miss out. And all of a sudden I realized I had a saver mentality. That part of me that thought if I'm not there and I don't do that, then they're not going to be okay. And they need me to be there and they need me to say yes. And if I don't, then they won't have anybody. Can I just give you a wake-up call like I had to have myself? God doesn't need you to be the savior to anyone or for anyone. He is the savior of the world and he's very good at it. And the moment we try to be savior of our family, of our relationships, of our marriage, we get out of alignment and it doesn't help us. And here's the truth. When we start acting like God, then we don't need God. And the truth is we need him in our lives to help us. And so when we make space and we say no and we aren't able to do everything we want to do, it gives space for not only God to move, but for other people to rise up and become. There are things I could do as a single woman that the young moms in my community couldn't. There are things I'll be able to do because my kids are older that other women, single women can't do because it's about season and opportunity and position and honor and power. And so you're able to operate in all of those. So it's really important to get your power back. And I know that can kind of sound new agey and I want to make sure that you understand what I'm saying. Our power and authority comes from partnering with God, with knowing who God's called us to be and saying yes to the thing in which he's called us to. And so when we get our power back, our power comes when we get into alignment and unity with the Holy Spirit and we do the thing we're called to do. So we got to get our power back. I remember my counselor once telling me, I was saying, well, I'm trying to work on this and I want to say yes to this and I want to say no to this and I know what I should do, but I don't know how to do it. And she said these words to me that I hear ring in my head more times than not throughout the years. She said, Havila, take all the time you need. Now, why'd she say that? Because learning what healthy, safe boundaries are in our lives, learning how to say yes, learning how to say no, learning how to disappoint people, all while doing the right thing, all takes time. And so take all the time you need to grow up like the spiritual grown-up that you're called to be. Today, you can go through your reading section in your book if you have your book, but what's really important is that we begin to define maturity. And so in our response time today, here's how I want you to activate the word today. I want you to take out a piece of paper and I want you to write at the top of one section, things I'm leaving in childhood, and in the next section, I want you to put things I'm bringing into adulthood. It's time to leave childish behaviors, and it's time to pick up the maturity and the power in which God gave us. So I want you to write those things down. What are the things that I'm leaving in childhood? I'm going to leave that part of me that holds everybody responsible for how I feel. I'm going to leave the part of me that says they should feel bad for asking me, or they should feel bad because I'm burned out. I'm going to pick up adulthood of being able to hold someone else's disapproval while knowing I'm honoring and stewarding the thing that which God gave me. So you're going to write it down. Take your time, but get it clear. This is where I'm going, and this is what I'm leaving behind. And write those things out. Put pen to paper and be very clear. And when you see that, when you see those words written, I'm telling you, you will feel powerful. And the next time that comes up, you'll think, you know what? That's on the childhood section, and I'm leaving that behind. Or wow, I showed up like a spiritual grown-up. I feel so powerful, and I'm proud of myself. All right, you guys, I hope this helped you today. Remember, you can do a lot of things, but they may not be helpful, and it's your job to figure out what's the right thing for you.
Anyone else having major aha moments with this? We have so many testimonies of people saying these concepts have changed their lives at their work, with family relationships, and friendships. It's pretty amazing. Just a reminder, all of our studies and courses are available on truthtotable.com, and the book I Do Boundaries, which goes more in depth for you, is available at truthtotable.com or Amazon. Also, can you do Havila the biggest favor? Can you just head over to Amazon for just like 20 seconds and leave a review? It helps other people find I Do Boundaries the more reviews we have, and we want everyone to experience freedom through this book. You guys, we seriously love and appreciate our community so much. Y'all are the best. So until next week, we want you to stay clear where you end and where others begin. And if you have any questions, you can always ask them on our socials or find the answers in our social posts. Have an incredible week applying these concepts and activating boundaries in your own everyday life.